Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Friday. It is June 22nd, and welcome to episode 16 of Bed and Breakfast. I have a very special guest on today, the one and only Kaylee Baranac, talking about how she loves living with a podcast celebrity and much more. Sit back and wake up to some bed and breakfast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live in studio with the beautiful Kaylee Baranac. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi, Jake and everyone.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well as well, and thank you for coming on the podcast today. Welcome to the studio. What do you think of my studio? Our studio?
Our studio. Yes, yes. I live here too.
Yep.
Been here quite a few times.
It's a good place to hang out.
I kind of decorated it with your help, of course. But yeah, thanks for having me in the official studio. Yeah, well, I'm normally on the outside when this is happening.
Right. There was one episode, the other episode that we were like live on. It was, I think it was Quad Podding in Africa. Shout out to the boys. And we had our first live audience, and that was Kaylee as our only audience member. So I like to shake your hand and tell you thank you for being our only audience member. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, of course. I was lucky enough to be there for the snaps and a lot of laughs. And that's about all you guys got done when I was there. A couple intros. Tom killed it. Tom,
yep.
Everyone struggled, and like Tom went, and he just like had it ready, and he was good to go.
It was good.
But you guys messed up that time because you didn't snap or something. I don't know. And then I left.
The snapping. Then yeah. So you saw behind the scenes too. You got the whole picture.
I did. There was a lot of giggles.
Some people would probably refer you even to as Mrs. Breakfast because that's just how it is now. So like, do you like that name or not really?
I mean, I love breakfast, so I'd not mind being married to breakfast.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite. Definitely my favorite meal of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And if I can have it multiple times a day, that is also fantastic.
And a little coincidence that happened for dinner without realizing it, we actually had breakfast for dinner. And you guys won't believe us, but like we planned it earlier on Sunday that, all right, we'll do breakfast sometime this week for dinner. And turns out it's today when we do the Better Breakfast podcast. So
cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Dilly's. Yeah, that was awesome. Right. What a coincidence. It worked out great. We loved it. We love breakfast.
We do. We really do. When we can like wake up on a weekend and actually make breakfast and like have time to just chill and make like all the breakfast, like all the things, we're very happy afterwards.
You're more of you're a sweet breakfast person. Like you like the French toast.
I do. I do. And like, it's hard. It's like really hard sometimes to choose which one because
it's so good.
Love eggs and toast and like over easy eggs and hash browns and sausage and bacon. Yep. I love all the things. But like when we go out to breakfast, like we don't often make French toast here or pancakes because it's more difficult. And anyways, when you make it, it's nothing like they make it in the restaurant for whatever reason. Like that's just, it's so much better when you're at the restaurant. So I'm really conflicted because I know I should like be like healthy and eat my eggs and get my protein and good things, but I'm like, I want the like cream cheese stuffed French toast.
Oh yeah,
with like a pancake on the side, chocolate milk, RIP, I wish, and coffee and all the good things.
She
so
can't have milk, sorry.
So good.
It is delicious. You're missing out. I'm really sorry.
Ugh.
I know. It's okay.
We're going to have to go out to breakfast soon.
Yeah, we'll have to go out to breakfast again real soon. Yeah, so we love breakfast. We had breakfast tonight for dinner. It was phenomenal. And we are happy. I'm happy to have you on the show. So, like, it's, again, thanks for coming. Welcome into the studio. How do you feel about living really in just this studio of art, honestly? I mean, how does it feel being in a podcast home?
It's inspiring. Ooh, number one, inspiring.
Yeah, you're inspired.
Totally. Oh, definitely
cool.
For anyone that doesn't know, we live in about one bedroom and then like a living room kitchen area with like other things. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So when he's making these, he's in one room and I'm in the other, and the door is normally shut, but he talks so loud and he's so enthusiastic that, like, there's nothing, like, I'll be, like, working on, like, schoolwork or something, and, like, I just hear him, like, laughing, and, like, I already know, like, what the whole podcast is about and, like, what everyone else says because he says it so much, and he, like, repeats and, like, laughs, and he just loves it. And I sit here and I'm like, I already heard the podcast because I was here for the OG time. But it's great. It's fun.
You could get annoyed with me at how loud I could be at times because for people that may or may not know, Kaylee is a very early sleeper. So usually when I have to do these interviews with some people, it's later at night and you're like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Door closed. And it's like, all right, he needs to stop with the podcast now.
No, it's fine. I mean, you know me though. I can sleep through almost anything.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So, like, I hit the pillow and, like, it's done. Like, yeah. I'm out. But ironically, when you're doing all of these podcasts at night, I swear, every single time it's during, like, a massive thunderstorm. Like, without fail, there's been, like, a few times where, like, it's just thunderstorming out. And then you're here and I'm in the other room because you're doing your podcast. And you're just talking and it's storming. And it's like, oh, like, I just want to sleep. But I do. I fall asleep eventually.
I can't do anything about the rain.
No.
I can't do that, but...
Not yet.
Perhaps I could tone it down with my volume.
Yeah.
When I do my podcast, maybe I should go like this.
Make it a little softer.
Well, let me ask you this. Another question. How do you feel about the show, like, honestly? Because I ask you every once in a while, but you're on, and, like, we gotta have our listeners know. What do you... Do you like this show, or do you... You didn't get it at first.
No, because there's a lot of sports at first.
Yes,
which I don't... And, like, people, like, sports people I don't know. Like, I can get sports. Like, if you're like, oh, like, blah, 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 shot this, or, like, made a goal of that. Like, I can get that.
Made a goal. Fantastic.
Just like that.
You're the best.
Like, I can understand that, but, well, I guess not even... It's just not my favorite, because, like, when you talk about people I don't know...
You just can't connect. I can't connect. As much. That's, I get it.
And, like, I can connect to, like, my teams that I like, but, like, when it's like, oh, the Cavs or the... I don't even know what else, because I don't pay attention.
Sure.
Like, when those are mentioned, it's like, whatever. Like, it's, like, so over my head. Like, I can't. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's like me talking about Meyer, like, with you. Like, it's over your head. Like, it's not your thing. But
Kaylee,
it's my thing.
Loves to grocery shop. And I just think it's okay. It's the people there. The people there are not my favorite. And a lot of people, I'm sure, could agree with me on that.
Yeah, I agree. I get it. The people do suck sometimes. Like, they're not the best. But, like, I don't know. I like looking at the things. Like, all the things there. There's so much stuff, and they have so many deals and coupons. It's a whole thing.
So, full circle. How do you feel about the show?
Yeah, I don't know how we got there. Full circle. I love the show. I love the Pablo Sanchez at the end and all that fun stuff.
Well,
the beginning's always fun. And, like, now, every time 24... K, Carrot, whenever that plays, every single time, like, you and I look at each other, and we're like,
ladies and gentlemen, good Friday.
Every single time, and we're like, and we laugh. It's funny.
We do. I'm, like, really excited for, like, it to come on to, like, my brother or my brothers or my friends, because we'll all be like, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Friday, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a thing. Well, thanks. I mean, I appreciate your honesty. You always were honest about it. Like, you did. You would give it a chance. You listen. You, like, try to keep up with it. And you always do a great job. So thank you for that.
I try to listen at work, but everyone talks.
Yeah.
So it's hard. But
you got to tell them about the podcast, and now they're going to be, like, in awe. Because, well, wait a minute. Good transition to my next question. I mean, obviously, people now view me as a celebrity, Kay. I mean, like, that's the truth. So, like... Come on, like, you could be the first person to report it on Bed and Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel dating a celebrity now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
How does it feel?
It feels similar to, like, dating you pre-podcast time.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you're pretty much the same. You're so humble and whatnot.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting answer. But compared to, like, your lovers in
Hollywood. Oh, my dream men.
Yeah, like, David Beckham. Like, you love David Beckham.
He is very good looking.
So, like, now I'm, like, the same status as him now. Don't you agree? Like, am I even better than him?
Yeah. Yeah, you're number one in my book.
Wow.
You are.
I love that. You win
everything.
What about Channing Tatum? You love Channing Tatum.
I do, and he is recently single. So, like, But of course you win.
Okay.
Of course.
That's nice. Is there anyone else that I'm missing? Is there anyone? So I'm the best. Is that what you're really saying?
There's always... I grew up, not grew up, kind of grew up at one point watching One Tree Hill.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were talking about that, what's that soccer movie, that English movie? I don't know. There's a movie that you like the boy in that movie.
If it's She's the Man.
No.
The boy is Channing Tatum.
I know that. No, it's the, I like the Irishy movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever.
So when I was younger, I grew up watching One Tree Hill with my best friend, Caitlin Keenan.
Shout out to Caitlin.
I don't think she knows about this podcast, but I'll let her know now that she's on here.
Yeah.
And Chad Michael Murray was on there.
Yeah,
and I grew up loving him, from my young, starting to boys age to high school. So
sure.
He's even though I don't even know if he's really that cute anymore. And he's kind of weird now. He's not like Lucas from One Tree Hill. He's his own person. I think I loved Lucas more than I actually loved him. You know what I mean? When you love someone's character, so then you love the person. But now he wears all these weird jeans and spikes his hair.
Weird jeans.
I don't tight with holes and big holes. The grungy look. He always wears a hat. He writes books, which Lucas did in the show. But besides the point.
What? Okay, I guess. Wow, you really like Chad Michael Murray is what you're trying to say, but you like his character more.
I think I like his character more because he's interesting now.
But you like me pre-podcast.
The same as pre-podcast. You stayed humble with your celebrity status.
Wow, thank you. Right. I mean,
which is great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate the honesty.
And you're welcome.
You still are here for me, and there's no better way to test that than play a brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play a game called Love on Top. Insert music there, Love on Top. And then we are going to play the game. It's going to be similar to the marriage game, where there's going to be a couple questions that'll be asked about, you know, just something that has to do with both of us, and we have to pick the answer of whether it's yourself or the other person. Does that make sense? So when I ask a question, it'll be you're going to put me or you.
Where are we putting it?
Well, nothing. We're going to think about it. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared.
It's okay. That's the point of this. I told you you're just going to play it.
Yeah.
So that's all we're going to do. Okay. Then we'll just say them out loud what our answers are. Okay.
All right.
We'll do
here
five.
We
so this is Love on Top. New segment. All right. Question number one. If you could choose one thing that you'd like for me to get rid of, what would it be?
Am I answering what you would answer?
No, you're answering what you really think, and I'm answering what I think of yours.
Okay, for you to get rid of one thing, what could that be? I'm looking around for everyone that can't see me, which
you know
is
what?
All
actually,
of you.
No, let's do that. Okay, so I'll go first. What I think you'd want me to get rid of is my collection of shoes. Because I am coming pretty close. No, you have a ton of shoes, but I have, a lot of shoes that might not be pleasant for you. What do you think about that?
That makes sense. You have gotten a lot of new shoes the past year.
I have.
You find all these deals and you're I'm getting it half off. You're all about the coupons for shoes. You love shoes.
I do.
As do I, but you do.
That's what I
But that's not what I would have picked.
Okay, what do you think?
I would have picked the stupid fan that's in the bedroom.
I mean, I don't want it anymore. We could get rid of it.
I know, but
listeners, we got a new ceiling fan and we absolutely love it. So there's a standing fan and that we don't need it.
It's so loud and I want it out.
Okay. I mean, I don't need it there either. We can get rid of it.
Let's do that.
Anyways,
then.
Yeah.
Solving problems.
Yeah,
love on top.
Over a podcast, right? Listeners are geez, really? All right. Let's move on. Question number two. This is a relatively more easier one.
Okay.
Who takes longer to get dressed?
Do we say the same? Let's do a countdown.
Can do that. All right, you make the rules. I made the rules last time. All right, we
three,
say it at the same time?
Yeah. You say you or me.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
You.
Me. For sure.
Yeah, Kaylee.
So I always have a picture of what I want to wear in mind. And so then I go to put it on, and it doesn't look like how it's supposed to.
You change a lot.
I do. So that's where it comes from. If the outfit worked on the first try, I'd be pretty fast. But often it's nope, this doesn't go with these shoes or the pants. Or when I finally do get an outfit, it's a whole nother story when it comes to finding the right shoes. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother situation in itself.
I'll have to admit, I really, like, you don't take that long. Like, it could be worse, honestly. I mean, like, shout out to John. If you haven't listened to John and Tom Inks' podcast yet, it's called Goose Island Sports. Check out Goose Island Sports. But John is a little notorious for taking a, setting the benchmark for how long someone should get ready for.
I don't know if it's a benchmark.
It's not a benchmark.
Like,
you're right. It's like a,
you it's
know
a high, I don't know.
Well, anyways,
it takes forever, long story short.
As well as John and other individuals, you just figure out, like, okay, like, you don't take that long.
I don't. Like, all said and done, once I get out of the shower, probably an hour.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Like, start to finish.
So we both agreed on it. Nice.
Not too bad.
Good. High five. All right,
cool.
Question number three.
Okay.
What do you think is the other's greatest strength?
Ooh.
You want me to go first? I will go first. All right. Kaylee, I think your greatest strength is that you are very, very productive and, like, you have an awesome driven mindset. Like, I guess your drive is very, very powerful and very strong with you. Because, like, when you set a mind on something, you are all about it. You're all in, and, like, you don't miss a beat. And, like, you really keep track of things. And, like, an example I could think of is, like, your diet and, like, how your workout. Like, I mean, you always stay on top of it. You never miss a day. And, like, you really keep that drive going.
Mm-hmm. Some days it's really hard.
So, my answer, I think, is your drive.
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's super nice of you.
Of course.
I would say yours is your ability to talk and communicate.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Like
you're,
a podcast?
Like a podcast. Ironic. No, but seriously, like, you can talk about anything to anyone at any time and, like, have things to talk about it. Like, you're just, like, you're really good at conversating and talking with people and, like, talking about anything, honestly. It's really good, and it's, like, cool to me because, like, you're way better at talking than I am.
So I do the talking for us.
A lot of the times, yeah.
Okay.
Or, well, you know a lot of people, too. Like, when, do you remember when every time we would go out and you would know someone? Like, someone would be like, Jake, and I'm like, who is this? Like, every time we went, like, to Meijer or, like, any
not the grocery store again. We're back. We're back at the grocery store.
I've made him come quite a few times.
Kaylee's full circle. Kaylee's favorite spot.
Full circle. Or, like, restaurants and things. Like, someone knows, like, would always know you. And you're always like, hey, how's it going? You talk like you've, like, known them forever and they're, like, your best friend. Like, and that's really cool to see. And so I can really appreciate that.
Wow, that was really nice of you. I don't think that happens everywhere we go, though. But
it's cooled down,
well,
but,
yeah,
like,
it
used
past,
to
like,
a
we
lot.
When we were in school.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's okay. But that was a nice answer. Thank you.
Of course.
All right, question number four. Oh, we do another one where we stay at the same exact time.
Okay.
All right, ready? The question is, whom is more the dancer type? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Oh, no.
It, like, depends. We both dance a lot.
We do.
We both do. Like, start of the day to end of the day, like, we do some dances. Like, just, like, little, like.
You do?
I do happy dances.
You do a lot of happy dances. You gotta say something about your happy dances. When Kaylee's being served, I'll do it for her again, the talking. Here we are. When Kaylee's really hungry and eats,
always.
You are. You,
I'm so
you
happy.
Dance. You are so happy and you dance while you eat. You
I do.
You always do. Or
for
when,
like,
something's cooking, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I get really excited about food. That's, like, my dancing time. Or, like, other random things I'll, like, dance for.
We like music. We play a lot of music
we
here.
Do.
So.
And that's what you like to dance to. Like, you either, like, dance to the music or dance to whatever music's in your head. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you make your own beats. Like, you go all out with everything.
Sure. That's cool. Yeah.
So you definitely like dancing then. But I think, like, if we go out, like, I'm definitely the person to be like, oh, let's go dancing. I want to go dancing. Like, I try to, like, make you come to, like, dance club places. I used to. I haven't in a long time.
No, not in a while.
But like, I used
to. Hashtag wedding season's coming, and you and I are going to be dancing out of our dancing shoes.
Dance. That was so bad. Take that off.
Okay. And we'll be dancing out of our dancing shoes.
Oh, definitely. We
so
will.
So that'll be exciting. But I think it is me. I'll have to say, I think I'm a little bit more of a dancer than you, but that's okay.
Teach their own.
We can high five for that. Good.
Dilly.
Last question.
Dilly.
Last question for Love on Top. What is your partner's greatest phobia?
Ooh, your greatest phobia?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think I already thought of one.
Okay.
Okay. Yours is, you aren't a big fan of very crowded places. you are very nervous when there are very crowded places. And, like, when there's crammed and crowded places, you get a little anxious.
It's true. But I wouldn't say it's my biggest phobia. Hmm. Like, I'm not afraid of, like, going to big places, like, places with a lot of people.
Okay.
Like, things I'm scared of are, like, sketchy situations.
That involve a large crowd. That's
not always, no, like,
honestly.
There's been times, I don't know, like, you just get, like, bad vibes from people. Like, the time I was, like, walking outside by myself, and, like, there's, like, that creepy person.
Yeah, and, like, when people look at and, you like, and stuff, that is weird. You're right.
That's my biggest phobia, is, like, being around that. Like, I really, not about it.
No, that's, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, nothing's bad has ever happened to me, but, like, that's, like, my fear, like, weird things. Like, when you're not home sometimes, like, there's been, like, one, maybe two times that, like, you weren't here when I was here, like, sleeping here. And, like, I'm, like, extra nervous during those times just because that's who I am as a person. So that would be my greatest phobia.
You're right.
I know everything's fine.
Sure, good answer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think mine is?
Your greatest phobia? See, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, someone scaring you in the dark. And maybe this is because I scare you often and you
get
scared.
My biggest phobia? Are you serious? Phobia? Anyone could do that. And it's like, funny.
I guess not, like, being scared, but, like, getting, like, taken in the dark. I don't know. I guess not.
What? Come on.
I don't know what your biggest phobia is, then. Like,
spiders.
You do such a good job killing the spiders here. I can't consider it.
I don't know. I mean, but not, like, people scaring me. I guess. Like, there are some scary things. Yeah, I don't like getting scared. That's a good answer. Like, if we go to a haunted house, I'll be, like, extra nervous. That's for sure. Yeah. That is for sure. I'll be, good answer. Full circle. Okay.
Or, like, walking in the forest at night. You're more brave than I am, though.
No, yeah, I'm not scared of that. No. And, whatever.
How many times do you
walk in a forest? That's a weird thing. Let's go on a
But we live in a forest. We do. Like, we could walk in our backyard, I guess you call it, and it's a forest.
Well, let's
we have it though.
We have it. So, Kaylee, thanks for playing. That was Love on Top. You're pretty silly. That was fun. We tried. The cool ones were when we had to say the answers at the same time. That was pretty funny. Next thing I want to talk about is you actually. Congratulations to you. You got a new job.
I did.
So you're starting a brand new job, and, like, there's just a lot going on for you. You're starting a new job. You just recently have started master school, and obviously it's the summer program, so they're condensing it and giving you a heavier workload. And you're killing it right now. I mean, like, talk about how, like, is it exciting for you to be starting a new job and, like, starting this master school? Are you nervous, or, like, what are your thoughts right now?
So mostly I'm tired. always. Tired. But it's like extra tired now because I wake up like really early. And then we stay up. Not super late. Not really late at all. But late for me. But it's great. I'm really excited about it actually. I just finished day four. I'm finally getting in with the kiddos. I'm working with the kids a lot more, which is exciting. You know I love doing that.
Do you want to mention your position?
Yeah, so I am an ABA therapist with students with autism. It's really great. I love it. It's probably the most fulfilling job out there for me in my own perspective.
Oh, yeah, and you've done it in college, too, with, like, little internships and, like, practicum placements, right?
Yep. So this would be... I did it for, like, a year, like, two semesters, so, like, a full year. Throughout my undergrad, and now I'm doing it again, and I just love it. It's great to, like, watch the kids progress and, like, change the lives of, like, these families, like, and all. Like, one of the families one time, like, said, like, all they wanted to do was go to a restaurant with their child and, like, it be okay, like, not, like, no, like, tantrums, no, like, falling to the ground or anything like that. And that was, like, their first goal. Like, that's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, we got them to that point. And, like, they were, like, so... Or, like, we helped them to that point. And they were so grateful and, like, so excited just to go out to dinner. Like, how crazy is that? Like, you just want to go out and have a normal dinner with your family. And, like, this therapy, like, helps individuals do that, which is, like, really awesome. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's just, like, one of many things that, like, it changes. So... It's really cool. Sorry, I know I get off on a tangent because
I
really do love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that is, it's awesome to hear. Like you can tell in your voice, you clearly are passionate about it and you love it. And it is, it's very exciting that you are working towards something that you love to do.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I love it. So that also goes along with my master's program, which is in applied behavioral analysis, which is ABA that I said earlier. Mm-hmm. And I love it, but like, it's just, it's always crazy, like making big changes, like going from one place where you're super comfortable at like every single day. And like, you know, you just kind of change your life. And like, mm-hmm. this time last week, I was in like a completely different position than I am like this week, which is like pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's exciting, you know, but it's interesting. It's always an interesting change.
Where like life takes you, honestly. And like, you're heading towards what seems like a very positive path, and like, you're really happy with it. And how great is that? Again, I mean, people are looking for that in their life, and like, mm-hmm. you potentially could have found it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely believe that I have. Yeah. And like,
that's incredible. That's amazing.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Good.
I love it.
And was it challenging though, converting from the last job to the old job? Because I feel like with a lot of people, changing jobs in general could be really stressful on some, because I guess that's what my question is. Why do people think that? My thoughts are like, is it really because of routine? Like, your routine was so familiar? Or was it like the actual position? Or like, why is sometimes converting to a new job more challenging than it is rewarding, like yours mm-hmm. sounds?
Well, I think it really depends on like what your new job is in too. Like, if you go from like one job to doing the same exact job at like a different company, it's not going to be as challenging because you don't have to learn that much new things. So like, that brings me to like my point. I think it's just learning all these new things. Like, mm-hmm. And that covers like everything, like learning the new routine, like learning your new like morning routine. Like, you have to probably leave at a different time, and getting there, and you don't know where anything's at, and like, you want to be able to help and do things, but like, you're clueless. Like, you're like, can I do this? Is this okay? Like, you're still learning your own within the job for like, I don't know, not a long time, but like a good amount of time, like a good month or so. Like, you're still like the new person, like, you know, like, you still have questions sure. and you still need like guidance on things, which is good because you're learning, but it also means that like, you don't know something, which is challenging for, I think, anyone to, like, be somewhere and you don't know how to do it. You
asking
know what I mean?
For help. Isn't that, like, one of the most greatest fears, too?
Yeah, like, people don't like that.
Speaking in front of a crowd and mm-hmm. asking for help.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so like, that could be so. Really, and, like, and maybe building that trust to ask for help. Maybe that could be a big factor. Like, you were so comfortable in your last environment because you knew everyone, and you knew, you had obviously connections with them.
Yeah.
So you never felt uncomfortable. You never felt like, oh, I don't want to step on any toes by asking potentially for help or anything else. And you got to start it over at a new job. Like, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, like, you're in place in like your current job when you've been there for a while. And like, my last current job was just short of a year. And like, it took like a good 2 months to like be like, all right, like, in a weird way, like, work becomes your home because you're there so much throughout the week. I mean, you're there almost as much as you are anywhere else, like from Sunday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a home in a way. So like, once you get comfortable, like, in your home, which is, it sounds weird, but I think anyone can like understand, then like, you start to feel like better, like, going there every single day, and like, you know where things are at. And so you leave somewhere that's like safe. Because you're like, you're playing it safe if you're staying at the same thing, if you haven't like taken on new things or whatever it may be. Like, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but going from something that you know how to do every day to something that you are just completely clueless on is pretty intimidating. Like, I don't think anyone like jumps into a new job being like, I got this. Like, you might feel good about it, mm-hmm. but like, you're always going to have questions and like need guidance. And it's always just a little uneasy, sure. I think.
And maybe mentally preparing to learn again. Like, you have a whole mm-hmm. book of things to learn, you know, when it comes to protocols, where you park, and maybe even just the skill that you requires to do that job.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to find out like where to get the pens and, like you said, where to park and what you can wear. And then you have to learn the people too, like your coworkers and your bosses, and you have to develop those relationships and like figure out how to work with them and figure out like who like your people are. Cause I mean, work families are always work families, but you always find those like people that are just very similar to you because I mean, you're thrown into this environment where you don't choose who's there. Like, you are just there with those people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool to like watch those relationships develop and like everyone find their place within like the like family of that work structure.
No, yeah, that's You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like you find your people like who swears and like
who's the grumpy one?
And yeah, like you know, and who goes out and who has kids and who has pets and like you, mm-hmm. there's so much to
the
learn
loud one,
and like
the silly one.
You
yeah,
want to like find things
you
exactly,
want to personalities.
And you want to connect with them. So mm-hmm. you want to find those things and like get like reach that point where like you walk in every day and
you
you're
have that connection.
You're like, hey, what's up? Yeah. And like it's just like a normal family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's cool. No, that's great. I mean, I mm-hmm. really liked how you explained that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. With jobs and like again, congratulations for you starting a new job and you're doing great and you love it and mm-hmm. it's awesome to hear. Let's move into our top five. We're gonna do our top five favorite or our top sorry not favorite our top five dream jobs that you and I would love to have, mm-hmm. but we love our, disclosure, we love our jobs at the moment, but like, you know, a dream job, something that's like, you know, out of this world kind of thing, you know, whatever. So that's what we're going to do is our top five dream jobs, and we're mm-hmm. going to switch off. So you're going to name one, then I'll name one, and then we'll go back and forth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So my first one, it's actually pretty lame, but I would love it. I would really love it, and you're going to think I'm silly for saying this, but like, I would love, and there's a couple stipulations
okay,
with right, it.
Right. There's a step.
So I would love to be a garden owner, and I say owner because like I want help doing it because I want it to be like a big garden.
Okay.
Like I would love to have a big garden with like fruits and vegetables and like corn and like all these things and. Just
plantation.
Anything that I can grow.
Like a farm.
Yes, I guess not a farm because I don't want to be a farmer.
I mean, that's kind of
what just
it
enough.
Is.
No, I want enough for like me, so I don't need a huge farm. Like I need like a basic like acre or something. I don't know.
Oh, but like you want it to be like your own, like you know, your fruit trees.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff? Okay.
But like I want help, so like I kind of want to own it in a way. So maybe I want to be like a stay-at-home wife and mom. With a big garden in the backyard,
so,
and a gardener that comes.
So full circle. You're saying your dream, your first dream job is a stay-at-home wife and a stay-at-home mom? That's what you're really saying?
But the point is because I have to have a garden, like a big garden that I get to work on.
Okay, so let's put it out there. Bold. Kaylee's first dream job, stay-at-home wife with garden and backyard. Like, that's what you want. You
and dog.
A garden.
Yeah.
And a dog.
And a dog.
So, a housewife.
Yeah.
That's
with,
funny.
Like, cool, dope hobbies.
Anyways, okay, I get it. The big garden in the back.
Sorry,
It turned farmer into housewife.
Long story short, I just want to grow my own food. I don't want to buy it anymore, and I want a chicken coop. Let's add a chicken coop.
So a farmer, whatever, we're going to keep talking about this.
And honestly, we did raise our own cows, and
stop
I wouldn't be mad. Anyways, okay, so you're number one.
Is, okay, I hope mine's a little bit better than that. I hope mine makes more sense than that.
Mine makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's a baseball player.
Okay.
A major league baseball player would be dope. Like, you make a ton of money if you're really, really good.
And you hit the ball, like three times.
Well, or you pitch.
You just chill.
I mean, you don't. It's not three times. I mean, it's a very long season, and, like, it's...
in a game.
Okay, sure. Right, right. You get three attempts. Yeah, or four. Whatever. But, yeah, you could be a pitcher, and you could, you know, there's all kinds of positions you could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be really cool. I just, you know, a little kid's dream. Like, I want to be a baseball player. Like, oh, yeah, I totally have that. Like,
yeah.
That's cool. So that's my first one, baseball player.
Cool. Very cool. I like it. I could see you.
Thanks. Hitting home runs.
Hitting home runs.
I got you. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Get it. Okay, so my number two.
Mm-hmm.
I guess mine really aren't as crazy ambitious, but it's because this is just what I like, so don't judge
me.
No. My second one is a lawyer. I always wanted to argue with people and make a lot of money doing it. I would love to prove people wrong. It would be great. I would love to get evidence and be like, ba-bam, like, da-da-da, like all these things.
Yeah, fingerprints, yeah.
You're guilty.
Gasp, yeah.
Yeah.
He's guilty.
And like people would be like, Kaylee, like Legally Blonde, but like. But I'm
See,
not
this
ditzy.
This sounds so great, too. Like, you're like Legally Blonde. Like,
but you know how, like, don't they chant her name at one point, I feel? That's where I got it from. Anyways, I just want to be a cool lawyer that's like, you're wrong and I'm right and I got you.
Okay.
Go to jail or
that's
like
cool.
Pay me money.
Or they're innocent.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, like forget that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good job, Kaylee. Yes. So
all
lawyer.
Is forgotten.
So lawyer.
Lawyer.
Good. That's a nice one. I like that.
Thanks. Which I could probably do, but I'm already working on other things. Yeah, maybe one day in my life.
Let's keep one thing at a time, okay? My second one is, we're back to athletics, but it's one that just is a little, you know, pertaining to me, or a small community for that matter, is a professional volleyball player.
Okay.
That'd be cool, because it's pretty low-key.
And you love it.
Not a lot of people know about it, right? I obviously love it, and I know, I keep up with, like, you know, the really good guys, men's national teams, and, like, what clubs there are on and across the world, because none of them are in America, none. So they're all overseas, and that'd be really cool, because over there, they're all-stars, and they play in, like, these big arenas, and posters, and, like, huge marketing, and like they're celebrities, or like they're professional athletes over there, and like here they're like meh, whatever. So like that's, it sucks, but I would love to do that, like go to Poland or Italy and make a ton of money, and like I am like a superstar there.
Yeah,
like, that'd be cool. But as a volleyball player, so that's my second one.
Very cool.
Thanks.
You would love that.
Thanks, lawyer.
You'd have a lot of fun. Thanks. Mm-hmm. The lawyer gardener.
Yeah, the lawyer housewife gardener.
I'll make enough money to retire myself early.
Well, let's see.
And garden.
Yeah, what's your third one? That'll help you with your retirement. Depends on what it is.
So my third one is a dream one. It would be really freaking cool to be an astronaut.
Oh, man. Okay. That's, you would love that.
I would. Mm-hmm. I would love that. That'd be so much fun. Like, go out in space. Go to the moon. Like, obviously not a lot of people can say they went to the moon. Like,
that is pretty cool.
And, like, I've watched a lot of documentaries where they, like, people that have been out in space talk about, like, when they look back at the Earth and, like, the realization that they get, and, like, they all, like, have this, like, common, like, feeling, like thought process and, like, feelings, like, attachment to the Earth, which is, like, super cool to, like, go out and you see the Earth just, like, out there. Like, you're in space and, like, we see the globe and, like, we know we're on the Earth, but, like, you don't actually know, like, what it looks like yourself.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Besides pictures.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know me. Like, I just, like, love space and the moon and all that stuff. Like, I think it's super cool.
Yeah, you would love that.
I think it would be really cool to, like, be, like, one of the only people that go out there and experience it.
Yeah, I miss you while you were in space, though. I hope, like,
you can come.
You don't get, like, morphed into, like, a black hole or, like...
That would, yeah.
I don't know. Like,
it comes with great risk.
Yeah, just to say you were on the moon, though.
Yeah, but, like, I want it to be safe.
I know, well, obviously.
Hashtag Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Hurry up. I want to go to Mars.
It's definitely a safe process. I was just teasing. But, yeah. No, I know. That's pretty cool. You would love that.
I would.
That's a good one. Nice job. My third one is to be a rock star, or, like, a music artist of your band or whatever, or you just as an artist. Like, that'd be cool. I would love to go on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that now, but, like, you hear about the stories and celebrities are like, yo, like, it's insane. Like, I can't. Your body's destroying and, like...
Yeah, it has to be rough. Like, changing time zones all the time.
But, like, it'd be really cool to have, like, albums and songs that people chant and, like, scream at the top of their lungs to in an arena. Like, that's unreal. Like, that'd be an electrifying moment where, like, you've dramatically influenced people where they, like, memorize lyrics that you wrote, or a beat or a song or a chorus, whatever. Like, that's incredible.
That'd
be really cool. Like, come on, how cool is that? Like, you just go on tour, people cheer for you, and, like, they love you. Like, people love you.
Yep. It's
or
true.
Really hate you, too. But that's...
You get both, yeah.
So that's my third one. It is to be, like, a music artist or a rock star.
Very cool. So that brings me into my fourth one.
Nice.
Where I would also like to be, like, a rock star. But I guess not a rock star, like a performer.
Yeah.
I want to be Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's my ideal, career, is being Beyonce.
She's got the life, that's for sure.
It's super cool, and, like, as you, like, said all that, like, it reminded me of their newest music video, which is, like, the coolest thing
ever.
That's
so great. I wanted to talk to you about that,
because
I didn't tell you we were going to talk about it, so let's talk about it.
they talk about, like, look at our life, like, look how great it is, like, we did it. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape?
Yeah.
Swear word.
Thanks.
I got you. Like, and it's so true. Like, they go up on stage and they watch hundreds of thousands of people jump and scream and cry.
Drunk
and, like,
in love. They all scream drunk in love. And, like,
every single song.
It.
Like, you just, like, you, they sit there and they sing, and they could literally stop and, like, cut the music And like you hear the songs, like those, yeah. like when I even just listen to live albums, or like when you're in a concert, sure. like watching it, and like the artist stops and like everyone keeps singing, like I get the goosebumps, like, and I'm not even the artist, like it's how crazy. Do you think
those
feel?
Those are really cool moments. You're absolutely right.
It's so cool, and like that's like their song is about like that, and along with like look at us, like we have like the number one plane.
Life. Like, we're rich. Yeah, like yeah, we're everything.
Yeah, how, like, the only other plane than theirs is, like, the president's plane. Like,
yeah.
Like, they are, like, queen and king of the world. Like, everyone knows who Jay-Z and Beyonce
they
are.
They really do, yes.
It's insane. It's insane.
So to be that, Beyonce.
Yeah, to be Beyonce cool. is my...
I would like that as well.
...is my last career.
I would like that as well.
It's true.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, my next one is a CEO of like a big company or like a tech company.
That was my fifth one.
Oh,
literally,
well,
just
that's
business
cool.
owner.
Yeah, how cool is that though? But right,
owner of businesses.
Oh, nice. So we got the same answer. Great minds think alike. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Like,
just make all those big decisions.
Jeff
and...
Bezos and like, I mean, all those people. Like, they are really Elon Musk. They are so valued and like praised upon. Like, they are looked up to, and like they are so they are geniuses for making something yet so simple. Worth billions with a B. Like, Amazon is, like, taking over the world. And he's just like, yeah, I wanted a way to deliver books.
Yeah.
That's all it came off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane. And, like, also, you get to, like, employ all these people. And, like...
Yeah, you do everything. You
I don't
do
know. I think
everything.
I'd be a good, like, boss. Like, I would, like... Because I don't know. I feel like I've studied organizations.
Ooh, yeah,
and,
us.
Like...
Yeah.
When you have, like, a positive, like leadership of a business, like, it's going to do better. Like, it's going to trickle down to, like, everyone. And, like, you need to treat people better, and you're going to get better work. And, like, one thing I always thought, like, why? Other than, like, now, like, working with kids again, like, I understand that. But, like, why are work days so long? Like, in my last job, like, I would not work for 8 hours. Like, I do not have 8 hours of work to do a day on most days. But, like, I have to be there for 8 hours to get all my pay. Like, why can't we cut it short? Like, I think that, like, I don't know.
There are some jobs that are like that. No, that makes sense. And there are people who have those where it's like, my 9-to-5 day is really, you know, 9 to noon. And, like, people, I mean, like, I get it. I mean, that's how it is. And, like... It is weird because in other countries, I feel like maybe not so much.
They have better labor laws.
Different labor laws, and they have better labor laws, right? That's what I was going to say. Because even some of those labor hours are different. Like, people do studies where it's like, I want to say it was Google even, where they...
Yeah, Google's a really good, like,
they've done
owner.
Data upon where it's like, you get the most productivity out of an employee working X amount of hours per day, or like from this time to this time, and that's it. So why bother... hiring them and wasting money for 4 hours of non-productive work time, right? Does that
Literally.
Make sense? Like,
I
think that's a thing.
Like, if, like, they cut my 8-hour workday into, like, 6 hours or 5 hours,
you
like,
get more work done.
I would.
Exactly.
And, like,
that's what they said.
That's exactly what Google does.
You're going to get everything done.
Yeah, like, Google, oh they have, napping rooms, like, napping pods. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go and take a nap.
Shout out to Kenny Klein. He works at Google in New York.
And
New York.
They have, like, slides. And they promote... their workers' health and, like, happiness and, like, well-being.
Their health is
and
more
that
important.
Leads to good business. And, like, that's why I think I'd be a good business owner. Full circle.
Because you do. So you take the
I would give everyone
Google.
Napping.
I would give everyone
napping
pods.
And I would always awesome. Be in it. Just
okay.
kidding. I work too much.
Good.
But anyways.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. But, like, it's great that we had the same thing in mind.
But what's
so
your last
cool.
one?
So, yeah, my last one. I have an honorable mention and then a last one because, like, oh, what if? But my honorable mention is a TV show host. I would love that. It would be a lot of fun, even if it was a game show. Like, Family Feud, that'd be cool. Like, how funny is that? Steve Harvey has a great time. That's his job. And, like, I won't have as cool of a mustache as him, but, like, I'll have fun just like he does.
Yeah.
Or, like, being, like, you know, Eleanor Oprah. Look how praised upon they are. Like, Jimmy Fallon. Like, all the Jimmy Kimmel. Like, both of those guys. Like, how cool would it be to have a show just like this?
Yeah.
So, that'd be really sweet. But as an honorable mention, my last one, dream job, is to be a movie star.
Very cool.
I would like to be an actor. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No lie.
Can you
oh,
act?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can.
I'm really good at acting. You know. I play tricks.
You play tricks. You are a little tricky sometimes. But yeah, I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
It would.
I would like to do that.
You would love it.
Thanks. So that was a great list. That was our top 5 dream jobs.
Yeah.
That was great. Nice job. You had a good list, actually.
Thanks.
Little astronaut you. And then, so we're going to keep going with the rest of our segments, Kaylee. So let's keep going with Pablo Sanchez All-Star of the Week. You, before we even get started, you kind of rushed to get these together, so... Are you okay with your answers?
I'm okay with mine.
Okay. So we'll do an... So I'll go first. Again, we'll switch off.
Okay.
So I'll start off my... Well, no. Go ahead. Ladies first.
You sure?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So mine's more of a Pablo Sanchez of the Lifetime.
Okay. Sure.
And as right before we started the podcast, I stuffed my face with our Pablo Sanchez, which is chocolate.
Awesome. Okay, that's a great one.
Jake knows.
You love chocolate.
I love chocolate a lot. Yes. I was upset last night because we were out of chocolate. We actually have like one piece of chocolate, and it's like the mint chocolate, which is fake chocolate. Like, I just love chocolate. So that's my Pablo Sanchez. It's chocolate.
One. Yeah, that's what these are all about. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Good.
That's mine.
Good chocolate. Okay, shout out to chocolate. So mine's a little different. I have two. Mine, my first one, Ted Cruz and Jimmy Kimmel. Because, if you didn't hear about it, they played a game of basketball together. One-on-one. The joke of it was that Ted Cruz was caught on film playing basketball, and it was pretty, like, ridiculous. He was pretty silly. Like, Stanley from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jimmy Kimmel and him, they got together, and they, like, played a game one-on-one. And so it was just cool, and it was very positive and whatnot. It turned out to be, like, a positive thing, a fun thing. So that was cool by those two people to do that.
Yeah.
And then the second one, again, this is a very selfish episode, is me. I'm a Pablo Sanchez also because, like, there are famous people that are following me on Instagram now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so shout out to Sean Rosenthal. He's a AVP beach volleyball professional player. And for some weird reason, he's following me on Instagram, and it's great. Like, no lie, no nothing, like, it's him.
Do you
and,
think like, that maybe it's pictures of your girlfriend?
What?
It was a joke.
Oh, no. Okay, I get it. Sure. So, Sean Rosenthal, famous volleyball player. He's following me on Instagram. Again, I just don't know why, but he is. So,
Very cool.
So I'm happy about it. Like, maybe I'm really that cool. Maybe not, but maybe I am. Maybe he thinks I'm cool.
I agree.
Shout out to Sean Rosenthal. Thanks for the follow. And another beach volleyball player, when I was on the Western men's volleyball team, we tweeted at a bunch of celebrities and professionals, and Casey Patterson, shout out to Casey Patterson, he tweeted back at us. So, two little beach volleyball encounters.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I also think you're Pablo, but for different reasons. Being that, like, you've been awesome, like, helping and being so great.
Oh, sharing it on the episode. That was really nice of you.
Honestly.
You're the best.
You've been cooking dinner and food and cleaning up and helping me.
We're recording. Yeah, and you're saying that? That's so cool.
I know.
All right. It's fantastic.
It's
great. Of course. Yeah. You're a busy little student now. It's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. I think you're an all-star all the
thank
time
you.
As well.
Thank
what
you.
A moment we're having. Thanks for listening, everyone. All right. Dupayash for the week. Whom is your dupa?
Okay, so I saw it on, like, the stupid Snapchat news, which, like, let's be honest, is the stupidest thing ever. But
gossip. That's all
it is. It's all dumb.
It's dumb.
But, like, so there's one on this girl that drinks her dog's urine to cure her acne. That's the one I saw today. Yeah.
Does it work?
She claims it, but I'm not willing to try. Ew. And, like, why? Okay, so, like, not only do you do that, but, like, what made you think to start trying?
I don't know.
Like,
that's weird.
I'm gonna...
There's gotta be some
research. I did not read past...
Because that's insane.
The title. I just said, ew.
That's gross.
And I also saw, like, another one, like, honorable mention was, like, a girl, like, found her half-brother after, like... not knowing them growing up, and then they got into a relationship and got married.
Okay. So there's that.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
Those
interesting. Yeah, definitely Dubayashes.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's weird. Good.
Yeah.
Good ones, though. We're making bad radio. Shout out to part of my tech for that. But bad radio. Kaylee and I are making really disgusted faces at each other.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good, but it.
Nah.
All right. My Dubayash is actually from the Canadian Football League. They have... there was one game where there was not a runner. They're like some guy just run on the field.
Yeah.
And a football player on the field, like, shoved him down, like, with ease. And, like, it was hilarious. And, like, oh, he got hit pretty hard. Like, he just stood there, boom. And this guy actually is filing a lawsuit. Yeah, he's filing a lawsuit for that.
Well, you ran on the field. That's your own problem.
It's very funny. If you haven't seen the video, check it out. It's a CFL fan running on the field. But that's my Dubai Yash, is that guy.
I tell you.
Last one we're going to do is the Mitch Trubisky Hidden Hero Award. So whom is yours?
I have two.
Yes, I great. Have two. Fantastic. You've been listening to the podcast.
I have. Yeah, honorable mention. Sure. Uh-huh. So my number one, don't make fun of me, my hidden hero are beekeepers.
Okay, good
because
one. Yes.
We need bees to survive, and like they are keeping bees, and they're helping the bee population.
And not a lot of people are giving them enough praise. So that's a good one.
And it's cool, and like you can do a ton of things with like the honey that they make in these beekeeper containers. I don't know what to call them.
Yeah, that's okay.
This one girl, this girl I knew from high school, we were just at a bachelorette party together. I hadn't seen her in a long time. Great to see her. Her mom keeps bees. Her mom and dad do. And they make like lotion and chapstick, and everyone like says it's the best thing ever, like from the honey. Like it's like really amazing. And I think that's so cool.
Actually, not like really thinking about it. I bet it would be. Like it's really good for you, honestly.
Yeah. Super cool. So beekeepers are my hidden heroes.
Hidden hero. I like that. That's a good one.
And then
go ahead and name your second one too.
My honorable mention, to come full circle, are our handy dandy garden owners.
Jeez, you are so ridiculous. Garden owners.
Garden people. People that garden. Like those, I don't know. I just think it's so cool. Like to like literally grow something. It takes time and like effort. And like if you don't think it's cool, then or like you're like, it's just growing food, like whatever. Like try it yourself. Like everything I hear, it's like it's difficult. You have to have like the right science behind it. It's not just planting it and watering it like whenever. Like you have to water it the right times and the right amount of water, and you have to get the right kind of sunlight and things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool when people grow things, like, and people are proud of it, and like they come in, they're like, I like, here's the tomatoes I grew this year.
Yeah,
like
right.
They hand it out.
Yeah,
they and
do.
Like all the time at my previous shop, there was always this one table that was just filled with like all the vegetables, all these fruits that people grew and just brought in to share.
That's
and
cool.
There's bags. You just grab what you want. Like, it's just super cool.
It
like,
is.
It's.
You're right. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Not lame anymore. You're right. That's
Thank
cool.
You. Thank
so,
you. Those are my hidden heroes.
Beekeepers and gardeners.
And they're related.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's just so funny.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
My Mitch Trubisky hidden hero actually goes out to the actor that played Black Panther. His name is Chadwick Boseman.
Okay. Bosman. Yeah, yeah.
Chadwick Boseman. Again, Black Panther. He won at the MTV Movie Awards. He won like the Best Hero Winner Award. And while he was giving his speech, he actually was talking about... Sorry, I've been itching my eye. While he was giving the speech, he was mentioning that there are bigger heroes out there than me. Like, I know it was really cool playing a superhero, but like there are real heroes out there that like deserve awards and like this kind of recognition, blah blah blah. And he's like, hey, I heard like James Shaw Jr. is in the crowd tonight. James Shaw, could you stand up? And like everybody was giving him an applause. James Shaw Jr. is the individual, and Chadwick was explaining this to the crowd as well as the televised, whatever, MTV was televising it, that he was the guy who like took down the gunman at like a Waffle House. I think it was in like I forgot where it was at, but
okay.
Yeah, so
I remember hearing that
one story where like some guy like took down the gunman like again at a Waffle House, and like it was pretty close to another big shooting. So it was that guy. That guy was in the stands, James Shaw Jr. He invited him up on the stage. He's like, "Hey man, this is for you. Like you deserve this. Like you're a hero." Blah blah.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Oh, like, that's cool. Like good for him for like recognizing that. Like that's a cool thing." And I wish more people were doing that. And like people do, but like that's a cool story. So that's why. Chadwick Boseman, Bosman, whatever, man. Sorry, you're an awesome actor, but you're my hidden hero.
Very cool.
Yeah, thanks.
And to the other hidden hero that he revealed.
And James Shaw Jr., right?
Yeah.
So it's actually James Shaw Jr. Who's the hero.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yep.
It is. Like, I mean, it's true, though. Like, why don't we have big crowds for people that do, like, things like that? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I did hear about it, but to, like, put, like, a name to it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Well, good. Nice job. Thank you for the segments, Kaylee.
Yeah.
That was great. You did awesome. We always end every episode, as you already know, or hear, excuse me, you're the biggest fan, as well as in-house manager, that you know, I always ask every guest this question. Ben's going off to school, and what advice do you have for Ben going off to college?
Ooh. Other than the typical be safe advice, which is always advice, be safe. My other advice would be to open yourself up to different groups of people and like different situations. Like find, like if you do decide to get a job and you do start working, like find your like work friends and find your hobby friends and find your just friend friends and get those different groups and include them all and be with them all and enjoy all those different types of relationships that you'll get.
That's a good answer.
And just like, yeah, hold those tight and take advantage of opportunities. Like just because you're at work doesn't mean you can't make friends, or just because wherever you live, like doesn't mean you can't make friends with someone in another dorm or whatever. Like just be open to meeting new people and hearing different sides and, you know, just growing as a person by growing from other people that may be different.
Great. They're great answers, honestly. Right. Be safe and be open to different groups and different kinds of people.
Good people, of course.
Right. Yeah. Safe people.
Yeah.
As well.
You don't want to get in with anyone.
at colleges, that's where like the best place to find all different kinds of personalities and people. And like, you really find some really good people.
Yeah. And you don't want to like not take advantage of your, I don't know, hobby friends. Like if you go and play volleyball, like you don't want to like leave those friends out. If like you have other friends elsewhere, like make as many friends as possible and then just bring everyone together and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
I think so.
Great pieces of advice, Kaylee. And thank you for coming on the episode. That's all we have.
Thanks. He's shaking my hand for those for those that can't see me. Yeah. He shook my hand.
Bad radio again. I'm shaking her hand. But seriously, thank you for coming on.
Of course.
It was very awesome. It was a little bit of a last minute thing, but like I really appreciate you. And you did great.
Thank you.
You did awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Silly dilly.
Yeah. If you don't already, please subscribe to the Bed and Breakfast podcast over Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Check us out on Podomatic. That's the webpage for this if you want to do that as well. If you don't already, please follow us on Twitter at Bed Breakfast Pod. That's at Bed Breakfast P-O-D. And next week, tune in for Tom Barry. For some of you that may or may not know, he was the OG very first episode, the mystery episode, the lost episode. And I'm having him back because it's gone and we're going to have a great conversation with him. So tune in for that next week. Thank you all for listening. And KVB, thank you again.
Peace out.
See ya.